We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Mike Parker with John Warren, wrestling coach Chris Pendleton, our guest this week, brought to you in part by U.S. Bank. We know that when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. And U.S. Bank is committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And speaking of community, it was the first opportunity this past Saturday night with Team Black winning the annual Orange and Black wrestling exhibition Saturday night at Gill Coliseum in over 600 days to actually come into Gill and watch Chris Pendleton's team work, perform, compete. Coach Pendleton joins us to get us rolling on this week's sports podcast. Let's start there, Coach, if you don't mind. How special was that for you, your guys, to compete in front of fans?
Obviously, it's always fun, you know, compete in front of friends and family. I'll be honest, though, you know, wrestle-offs are never a fun deal. They're probably one of my least favorite parts of the job. Because, you know, you get to watch kids that have dreams, have goals and aspirations, and, you know, a little bit of it, sometimes, you know, you don't want to see guys that you invest so much for, you know, upset. And when you have teammate versus teammate, one of your guys is losing. So it's never a fun thing.
Well, not only that, Coach, but when you do that, and just like in any sport, if the offense does better than the defense, is it because they're really good, or is it because the defense isn't any good? So do you fall into that trap, too, when watching two of your wrestlers wrestle each other?
Yeah, you really do. You know, for wrestling, it's a little bit like, you know, you train constantly, so you just are, you almost know what the other person is doing before they even do it. And it gets it can lead to a little bit of a boring matches, not the most fun experience for fans, especially when you can't cheer against a teammate.
At the same time, Coach, do you and your athletes learn something through it, even if it can be, as you said right from the start, it's not always the most pleasurable thing when you're competing against Ezra, who wins, who doesn't. But what did you learn? What are the takeaways for you and the student athletes in that environment?
There's a couple common threads that kind of popped up that you can kind of see where we needed to get better. One of the things for us is we kind of put a little bit of emphasis on our edge of the mat work, because when you're in a wrestling room and you have two mats and you have, 40 athletes on there, you're not able to wrestle within a circle. But then you go into a competition and then you're wrestling in a circle. So you could tell we were a little bit rusty with our edge of the mat tactics. So we spent a little time on that. But we were pretty pleased with our first weight cut. We were pretty pleased with our level of conditioning and where we're at. And now we're just getting excited to get to compete in front of fans this weekend in a real environment.
Yeah. And since you've been hired, other than maybe a smattering of people on Saturday, and like you say, an inter-squad competition, this will be your first time competing as a coach here at Oregon State since you got hired in front of actual fans.
Yeah, shoot, I didn't think about that. Yeah, you're right.
Well, that'll be kind of cool. I know that Oregon State wrestling is traditionally a huge deal here. And as like with anything, things change over time, but the fans are just waiting. They're waiting to come out, and they're waiting to put it all together as you build the program. So I know you've done your research and you know this, but you'll find that this is a really, really hotbed for wrestling, traditionally anyway, here in Corvallis.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that, the arena and the history and everything that we have here, that we want to put out the exciting product for the fans and kind of win them back into coming over. And I really believe like our team has a lot of exciting wrestlers that are going to put up a lot of points. We are going above and beyond on scheduling some of the toughest competition that we possibly can schedule in hopes that people want to come out and support us.
Yeah, I had you on our show on the radio locally here in the Mid Valley on Friday, and got a lot of really good response to that conversation. Tell us again, if you would, about because this came in from a listener, a question about the low number of home matches, and that that's going to change for the better, and there's reasons for it.
Well, there's a couple different reasons. Honestly, it was not the easiest time with the home matches. One, obviously, coming off of a COVID year, getting people to commit the resources to travel all the way up here was a little bit tough. But we have a lot of really good relationships. And, a lot of times with scheduling, it happens the previous year. And some of our bigger matches, we just really didn't want to roll the dice on the fan attendance not being allowed. So we kind of pushed it back for another year, decided to do Road Warriors this year, and that's going to lead to an amazing home slate next year and the year after that.
Yeah, and you've got some really good names as far as where you're going and to the East Coast and taking on the likes of Penn State. So it's not for lack of good matchups. They're just on the road this year. And I think you're right. COVID and Oregon State being far out and the whole, ambiguity of all of that would make it difficult. But, moving forward, you'll have full-on schedules here at home, and it'll all be good as far as what the local fans can see. And now you told me you want to go for the heavy hitters, don't you? You want to get some of those Midwest powerhouses or even East Coast teams to be able to come here for home and homes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I could try to pad my record and play it safe, but, it was really funny. We had an opportunity a couple days ago to have Pat Casey, the old baseball coach, speak to a lot of the head coaches. And, as a young head coach, I'm always trying to learn and grow. And, he was talking about one of the things that transforms his program into a national powerhouse, and I mean, they won three national titles, was a mindset of being bold, talking about your goals, talking about chasing the elite level competition. And, I think one of the things with our schedule that people can see is we are not dodging anybody. We are being as bold as we possibly can. We will go fight and scrap with the best guys, with the best teams, because we want to know where we're at. Because if we're there, great. If we're not there, we get back to work.
Chris, you talk about that, and you go to, after this weekend, you go to Penn State the following Saturday, November 13th.
But how much do you expect Campbell and Lehigh this weekend, 6:30 for Campbell and then Lehigh at 8, these squads, in terms of preparing you for a Penn State and an Iowa on the road?
Oh, make no mistake about it. I don't care what the rankings next to their names look like. These are two very, very highly respected teams that are very well coached, and they're going to be giving us our complete handfuls. You know, Lehigh especially has always been perennially a top 10 team, and we know we're in for a fight this weekend, and it's going to show us the things that we need to improve on. The wrestling season is a long, long season, and it is not a sprint. It is a marathon, and one thing that we pride ourselves as a staff is the continued improvement as the season goes on. So I want to know where we're weak and where we're strong right out of the gate.
Coach, you mentioned the length of the season and the grind of the marathon. Over your years, both as a competitor and as a coach, have you seen different ways of going about how to try to stay as much of on an edge and competitive and fresh and all of that? Have you altered in any way through your years in the sport how you navigate a long season?
Yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah, that's a question that makes you think. You're always constantly reevaluating. You're constantly changing things and tweaking things. You know, I think the definition of insanity is doing something over and over and over again and expecting different results. You know, like last year, that was a perfect example of being able to kind of tear up a practice plan and throw it out the window and just, you know, be able to pivot on your heels. This year, we have a pretty good schedule that is set in place, and it's going to give us a lot of opportunities to compete hard, have a break, reevaluate, retrain, and then kind of phase into the next cycle.
Coach Chris Pendleton joining us here. Oregon State Wrestling ranked 24th to start the season and a number of ranked individuals. We'll get into that here in a minute. But one thing we didn't get to the other day, Coach, and I wanted to ask you about Nate Engel and his ascension, if you will, to associate head coach. And just reading the article about him, he sounds like a really, really good one that you want to keep around.
Oh, he definitely is. You know, he was one of the first people that I approached about this job. He's a guy that works tirelessly to promote and kind of further the program. And I know without a doubt, one day you'll have his program, but he's not in a rush. I'm not in a rush. I want to keep him around for a long, long time. You know, it's really fun getting to have a guy that, you know, he has two twin boys about the same age as my boys. So kind of building that family environment from the inside.
When you talk about the family environment, Coach, what does that mean to you? I know coaches in different programs and at Oregon State, we talk about it a lot in all of our sports. For you, in your program, when you talk about and share with your recruits and the guys on the team now, what does it mean? What does that look like in your world for Oregon State Wrestling?
For our program, the idea of the family philosophy is truly what a family really is. It's people bonded together over people that are bonding together during, you know, really difficult, adverse, challenging times. And, you know, families fight, families bicker, families disagree, but families always looking at that thing that's above them, that there's something bigger to it, that something that connects each other, that we enjoy each other, we love each other, we strive for each other, we push for each other. These are the people that, you know, hopefully 30, 40 years down the road, you're still going to have connections with. You're still going to be able to pick up a phone and call them and reminisce about times past. You know, that's our kind of our idea of family, is knowing that we're invested in each other on more of a level of just being, you know, a coach and an athlete, or an athlete and an athlete. You know, we truly care about each other.
Does that extend, Coach, overarching the entire sport and the special sport of competitors that all of you are who wrestle are in? Does that family feel as competitive as you are whenever you take on other teams and schools and programs? Do you feel like, in a sense, there's a fraternity within wrestling as a sport that's really special in terms of the whole thing? You're in it together fighting for your sport and its place in intercollegiate athletics. Do you have that kind of family feeling across the board in some respects?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the wrestling community is a very small community and very tight-knit, And you can kind of see when somebody needs something or something happens within the community, how everybody rallies and supports. I mean, look at when Stanford dropped. I think you saw, I mean, and unfortunately we've seen, you know, situations like when wrestling got dropped from the Olympics and, you know, everybody stopped and said, okay, what do we need to do to get this sport back? What do we need to do to mobilize each other, to support each other, to help each other?
Coach, when you bring these kinds of things up about the fraternity and the family and fighting for the health and the promotion and future of the sport, how do you see the future now and Oregon State's place in it with you building your program, how essential Oregon State has been to the health of the sport in the West? How do you kind of see the long-term future here and in the West and in your sport?
You know, it's something that we've talked about, or, you know, people, I get really aggravated when people talk about the sport going away on the West Coast when that couldn't be anything further than the truth. The wrestling is growing by leaps and bounds from kindergarten all the way to high school age groups in California, Oregon, Washington. It's really been struggling at the Division I level. You know, we took a brunt of it in years past from Title IX and programs dropping. But now you're seeing a resurgence of pro-minded administrations and athletic departments that instead of limiting kids on opportunities, they're promoting kids on opportunities, bringing programs back. Before COVID, you could see a huge uptake on programs being added. Even here in Oregon, I think just a couple weeks ago, they announced Linfield bringing back their program. And we're excited about that. Hopefully we can get one of our former Beavers in a coaching role there where they can start coming in and helping just that partnership of learning and growing from each other.
Yeah, and somebody else mentioned Eastern Oregon, too, over in LeGrand maybe as being one, too. But here's a story, not to really stoke you, but Boise State drops wrestling, a very proud program, to bring baseball back, and then the pandemic killed baseball. So they lost both programs. And to me, that's a tragedy because the wrestling program was solid, and they got rid of it so they could do baseball, and neither one of them worked out.
I just think that that's a lack of leadership within the athletic department, and I'll just kind of leave that at that.
Sure.
I think one of our jobs is, as coaches, is we are here to provide opportunities. Everybody that has loved athletics knows how athletics change their lives, the lessons that it's taught us, growing. I really believe there's a reason why Division I athletes are the most sought-after employees in the world. Because the lessons that we've learned doing our sport, you know, those are the kind of things that are invaluable. So I'm glad you brought up the Boise State ordeal, because that's something that we're actually going to be doing. We're going to be wrestling in Boise against Utah Valley on January 2nd this year, and we're doing that specifically to help rally the community. Just because the program dropped doesn't mean it's gone forever. I think that Boise State has a great opportunity to bring back wrestling, to give men and women opportunities to chase their dreams. You have an established fan base, you have an established donor base, because I know they lost a couple of donors over some of those decisions. And hopefully that the administration can take a deep breath and take a step back and say, listen, we might have made a mistake on this one.
Yeah.
You know, you look at what happened to Stanford when they dropped Stanford. They took a step back and said, okay, we made a mistake. Mm-hmm. The wrestling community rallied, and now we have one of the strongest conferences in the country going with wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's what you want. Last thing, and we'll wrap it up. Just a couple of comments on your athletes, which we didn't get to, but I know that I recall some good stories that you had last week when we talked on the radio about this with transfers. You got a lot of transfers in your program this year.
Mm-hmm. We do have quite a few now. You know, any way that we can build the dam, we're going to build it. We have an obligation to, you know, for our fans and for our alumni base to put the best team that we possibly can out there. And we've really shaken every tree and have been looking for a lot of different opportunities. One of the things that I love with some of the chancellors that we got to know, and chancellors can be a little bit of a tricky deal because you're talking about kids that are fourth, fifth year in college, and they've kind of have seen everything. They know the coaches, all the coaches' tricks and the songs and dances that we can do, where they're a little bit more, not naive, but they're a little bit more mature. And we had chancellors from almost every aspect of college wrestling, Big Ten, Pac-12, ACC, reached out to us and said, hey, you know, I see what you guys are doing, and this is a part of a program I'd love to be a part of.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Coach, thank you for your time. Good luck this Saturday night against Campbell and Lehigh at Gill, and then the Road Warriors that you guys are going to be for a long time. Thanks for making time for us. Congratulations on a fresh, clean start with fans at Gill Saturday, and look forward to a great year. Thanks for taking time for us.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Pendleton, Oregon State wrestling coach. You can tell he gets a little irritated at the idea that the sport is struggling. That wasn't the nature of, I wasn't trying to get him to say that. He did admit at the D1 level there have been some issues,
right.
But the numbers, the participation, getting healthier and better. And I love the fact, I wasn't aware that they're going to Boise.
No, Boise,
Idaho,
I didn't either.
With Utah Valley to help revive the program.
And there was a couple of things that we didn't get to hear or mention, and that is that there's enough All-American wrestlers in Oregon and Washington, because it was on the topic of the importance of recruiting in the Pacific Northwest, which, of course, is a huge emphasis by Coach Pendleton and his staff. There's enough All-Americans that combine Oregon and Washington to take a Division I program to a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
So that means there's a lot of really good talent right here. In our own backyard, right. Crescent Valley dominates, absolutely dominates in the last couple of years. They got a bunch of transfers in and state champions and dominates. And there's some great wrestlers in Oregon high school wrestling. So we did talk about that. Real quickly, let me mention, Doc, for this year's team, here are the guys right now out of the chute who are ranked. At 125, Brandon Kaler, ranked 33rd. Devin Turner at 133. He's ranked 13th. Grant Willits, remember him from last year, sure. At 141. He's the highest ranked Beaver wrestler at number 10. Corey Crooks at number 25 at 149. Hunter Willits at 157 is ranked 15th. Tanner Harvey is one that he highlighted in our last conversation. Watch for him. Number 16th. He's ranked 16th at 184. JJ Dixon at 197, ranked number 27. And 24th ranked Gary Traub at heavyweight. And he had a very interesting story on that as well. That was a conversation we had
on
earlier.
On Friday, which people could find if you want more from
right.
Chris Pendleton on the
our
website.
Podcast, KEJOAM.com.
KEJOAM.com for a podcast for the interview that on the local radio
right.
show with Coach Pendleton. That's going to wrap up this week's edition. Our thanks to Dutch Bros Coffee. Remember, Dutch Bros is teaming up and donated to the Oregon State University Food Pantry for every point the Beaver football team scores this year. Our thanks to Dutch Bros.
Yeah, and don't forget, Oregon State has simplified and enhanced the fan experience while making game day safer for fans with the introduction of the new OSU Beaver mobile app presented by your local Toyota dealers. OSU Beaver's mobile, available now for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store, allows fans to manage all their game day ticket needs, including purchase and entry. Fans can also use the app to transfer tickets to friends and for access to game day parking. By downloading, Beaver Nation can experience exclusive discounts and deals, have the opportunity to win exclusive prizes, and participate in app-only game activations.
And finally, our thanks to Benny's Buddies and your local Toyota dealers. It's a great new official fan club for your favorite pets, Benny's Buddies. Just log on to osubeavers.com/Benny's Buddies and get your pet enrolled and receive a bunch of free prizes, treats, leashes, toys, and for the humans involved in this whole endeavor, tickets to Oregon State Athletics events when you join Benny's Buddies. Doc, that was a fun conversation with a dynamic, young, talented coach. We've got a lot of them around Oregon State, and it's been a good year, good fall, and we're off to wrestling Saturday night, Campbell 6:30, Lehigh at 8:00. And then they're on the road for a long stretch.
Yeah, in fact, but I will say this, that from that earlier conversation, he said that Coach Pendleton said they're looking at maybe 9 home matches next year and bringing in some of the bigger programs. He wants to go bold and bring in some big programs here to Corvallis.
Nice that he referenced Pat Casey and swinging big and being bold and setting your goals high. And we see that that worked out pretty well, that approach for Pat Casey.
And by the way, our colleague here, Doug, was saying that, you know, he's got an old fraternity friend who was in wrestled at Oregon State and is connected. And I'll tell you, the word about Chris Pendleton is just a major home run hit for Oregon State to bring him on.
Thanks to all of you for joining us. We'll do it again next week on another edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.